This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Lunging at a Secret Service agent, accusations that the story is fake, but certainly fireworks at the Capitol, and it surrounded an aide in the White House on January 6th. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney will dive right into it as some of you are listening in nooks and crannies far and wide. Thanks so much for hanging with us for sure. And I know the mailbag is filled with lots of opinions, and we're going to get to that in our second hour this time around about what happened in D.C. today. But the testimony, wow. I have to say I was not tuned into this earlier until my phone exploded with, you need to pull over and you need to pay attention to what's going on with Cassidy Hutchinson. Of course, I was recording what was happening, but in seeing it in real time. So former President Donald Trump has really taken some body blows with this January 6th committee, but this one was probably the toughest, the worst. Former White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson, she testified about his behavior during the January 6, 2021 attack at the Capitol. In her testimony, she laid out what specifically what happened in one moment in time when the president wanted to go to the Capitol. Here's a little bit of what happened earlier in the day.
Mr. Chairman, we will begin today with an exchange that first provided Ms. Hutchinson a tangible sense of the ongoing planning for the events of January 6th. On January 2nd, 4 days before the attack on our Capitol, President Trump's lead lawyer, Mr. Giuliani, was meeting with White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and others. Ms. Hutchinson, do you remember Mr. Giuliani meeting with Mr. Meadows on January 2nd, 2021?
I do. He met with Mr. Meadows in the evening of January 2nd, 2021.
And we understand that you walked Mr. Giuliani out of the White House that night, and he talks to you about January 6th. What do you remember him saying?
As Mr. Giuliani and I were walking to his vehicles that evening, he looked at me and said something to the effect of, Cass, are you excited for the 6th? It's going to be a great day. I remember looking at him and saying, Rudy, could you explain what's happening on the 6th? He had responded something to the effect of, we're going to the Capitol. It's going to be great. The president's going to be there. He's going to look powerful. He's going to be with the members. He's going to be with the senators. Talk to the chief about it. Talk to the chief about it. He knows about it.
And did you go back then up to the West Wing and tell Mr. Meadows about your conversation with Mr. Giuliani?
I did. After Mr. Giuliani had left the campus that evening, I went back up to our office, and I found Mr. Meadows in his office on the couch. He was scrolling through his phone. I remember leaning against the doorway and saying, I had an interesting conversation with Rudy, Mark. Sounds like we're going to go to the Capitol. He didn't look up from his phone and said something to the effect of, there's a lot going on, Cass, but I don't know. Things might get real, real bad on January 6th.
Ms. Hutchinson, Mr. Meadows is engaged in litigation with the committee to try to avoid testifying here. What was your reaction when he said to you things might get real, real bad?
In the days before January 2nd, I was apprehensive about the 6th. I had heard general plans for a rally. I had heard tentative movements to potentially go to the Capitol. But when hearing Rudy's take on January 6th and then Mark's response, that was the first, that evening was the first moment that I remember feeling scared and nervous for what could happen on January 6th. And I had a deeper concern for what was happening with the planning aspects of it.
Some of the more explosive points of what the former staffer's testimony included: the former president's alleged insistence on joining his supporters at the Capitol. You heard what was surrounding what was happening January 6th. And she said that he ordered, "I'm the effing president, take me to the Capitol now," when the Secret Service refused. Hutchinson said agents told her that he lunged at the steering wheel of his car and said, they said to him, "You need to take your hands off the steering wheel. We're going back to the West Wing. We're not going to the Capitol." Then the former president used his free hand to lunge towards Bobby Engel, who is a Secret Service agent. So former chief of staff Tony Ornato motioned toward his clavicles, she also added, as a sign that the president went for his security detail's throat. There were other moments that she talked about. She said she first noticed there was ketchup dripping down the wall. There was a shattered porcelain plate. The valet had said that the president was extremely angry at the attorney general's interview, that he had thrown his lunch against the wall, which was causing them to have to clean it up. So she said she grabbed a towel and started wiping the ketchup off the wall to help out the valet. Her testimony and the whole hearing, especially her testimony, paints a picture of Trump as having to be dissuaded from marching to the Capitol with his supporters that day, despite Mark Meadows, her boss, claiming in his book that the former president was not serious when he told supporters that he would do so. The former president responded. He lashed out and said that it was phony and fake what she said. He has a Truth Social app. During the hearing, he put that out there. So it is interesting. The 25-year-old had the moment of, I think, this entire circus that's been going on completely, as she captivated people with the details of what she was talking about and what she saw. Hutchinson also recalled a conversation with House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, during which he allegedly begged her to dissuade Trump from going to the Capitol. She said McCarthy was frustrated and angry. Hutchinson told him she was not aware of Trump's plan to go to the Capitol at the time. And McCarthy apparently then told her he just said it on stage. So does this lead to anything? I mean, ultimately, that's what the deal is, right? As I said, the former president claims he hardly knew Cassidy Hutchinson on his social media app and rejected her request to come to Mar-a-Lago after he left office, and said that it was fake what was being said, etc. And does this mean others will be testifying, because she is the closest of the closest inside the White House to have any testimony as to January 6th, and there has been a lot of chatter as to who else could possibly have to, be compelled. I'll use the word compelled to testify. And boy, oh boy, there's even in some corners concerns, they say, over tampering with testimony. And that's what the former president and some of his allies are saying, that this is untruthful stuff. This is the truth. Jeffrey Epstein's pal is punished next.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Of a courthouse. Remember, I have a family full of lawyers that I think was very, very just. Ghislaine Maxwell, sentenced to 20 years. If you don't recognize the name, she was Jeffrey Epstein's pal. She was a woman who lured these underage girls into the sick financier's crazy, lurid, strange world. She was sentenced to 20 years in federal prison and a $750,000 fine. This on the heels of that December conviction, 5 criminal counts. This was really what she should have gotten, including sex trafficking. She addressed the court for 5 minutes. She said she empathized with the victims. But she didn't take responsibility at all for causing their suffering. And the victims and accusers raised their eyebrows. One broke into tears. She was there in ankle chains. And, you know, she's going to be behind bars for a very, very long time. And this is what should have been. She called Epstein a manipulative man who was cunning, controlling, and fooled all those in his orbit that they weren't buying it. So at 60, she gets 20. Remember, Epstein died by suicide in jail. They were partners in crime who sexually exploited these young girls together. That's what the New York City federal prosecutors painted a picture of. They asked the judge for a harsher sentence even of at least 30 years in prison. But I think the fact that she got 20, because I believe the concern is what if it's less? So 20 is solid. And prosecutors even said Maxwell and Epstein selected their victims pretty carefully, if you read any of the stories about this. And it was no accident that the four accusers who testified came from single mother households. That's what she was looking for. So they were isolated. They had not a lot of money, so they receive gifts and promises of career help and all of that. So there was, as the prosecutor, I think, who did such a great job on this, Allison Moe, said, there was a pattern of grooming and abuse. And clearly that's exactly what happened here. And this has been a long time coming. Oh, this has been a long time coming. All right, a couple of quick follow-ups that I feel like I want to absolutely hit, and then two real wows on the day. And yesterday, one of the most insane stories, not insane because it's not anything we haven't heard, I talked about the fact, and I said it so many times, but I talked about the fact that I spent some time with the Border Patrol, so I really have a sense of what it's like along the Texas border, and had a very good friend who works in El Paso as a Border Patrol agent. And the stories I heard and know, and the people that we've had on, and then my own experience going deeper into the bowels of the border with the Border Patrol, where nothing has changed in the years since then. 51 dead after this abandoned trailer was filled with illegals found in San Antonio. You know, migrants who were obviously in this tractor trailer with nothing, in this sweltering heat, and it was a huge smuggling deal. And it's being called the deadliest smuggling incident on record in Bexar County. The death toll is up to now 51, because that's where that truck was. 46 was the initial number, but hey, now it's 51. And there are a few patients who are still hospitalized, including a 16-year-old. Just an awful, awful deal. And, of course, Homeland Security is investigating it. They're tracking where they crossed over, and smuggling is one of the ways that people who are desperate to get into the U.S. get into the U.S., where they take every penny, every cent they have to make that trip. And I was looking at some statistics. 651 people died trying to cross the U.S.-Mexico border in 2021, the largest number since 2014. And I would contend that that number is higher based on things that I know, so many bodies and et cetera that aren't even known. And this was a catastrophic problem just years ago when in Arizona you had refrigerated trucks because there was no morgue. You couldn't get to the morgue fast enough. You know, there was just too many bodies. In other words, the coroner couldn't get to them. And what could they do? They had to figure out a way to do something to contend with what was going on with the amounts of bodies that they were finding. And then just even trying to identify them, that's how tough it is. All right, Serena Williams. I've had the opportunity to watch her play tennis many times, and a couple of quick interviews where really I was with other people, and she's just, I think, an American icon. Here she is, 40 years old. She's trying to give it her best run to win another championship. I watched a little bit of this. She returned to singles tennis after a year-long absence, and she lost in the first round to Harmony Tan, who's 115 in the world, but it was thrilling. 5-7, 6-1, 6-7. She lost 7-10 in a tiebreaker. Boy, the crowd was really, really, with the momentum, really cheering her on, but it just wasn't enough. People are speculating as to whether or not she will retire, or should she retire. You know, she's still, if she did decide to retire, she retires as one of the greatest of all time, and I think she would play tennis probably still with her sister Venus, as they're clobbering a lot of people in doubles, and that would probably just be majors, maybe a couple of other tournaments too as well. So I think pretty interesting. The thing that's the wow moment on the day is in Alaska, this cruise ship hit an iceberg, and it's a Norwegian cruise ship they canceled the 9-day trip after that happened. When have you heard that? I'm like thinking Titanic, right? In modern times, what? No injuries. They made it safe to the Alaskan dock. Safely, they cruise in, so to speak, but they had to cancel everything else. This is the Norwegian Sun, and it was transitioning to Hubbard Glacier in Alaska when the ship made contact with a growler. That's what they call it. A growler is a, here's something you'll learn, is a small iceberg that has less than 3.5 feet of ice showing above the water. And underwater, it's more than 6 feet. And they're beautiful looking. After the impact, the ship changed the course to dock and to look at it, you know, so they decided they would shorten the cruise and cancel future trips. And, you know, because the ship was just, as to why did they hit it, it was engulfed with dense fog and the visibility was limited. And that's how the ship made contact. Boy, it would have to be a scary moment to be on that ship. I mean, what would that feel like? And I don't know, would you have even realized that on that ship, right? They're so big, and this ship was a really, really big, big, big ship. Would you even realize what had happened? Obviously, after the fact, you would, because you were getting off the boat. But would it have felt like anything to, you know, to anybody who was there, who was standing there? Rudy Giuliani's name came up in testimony a lot, touched his testimony, as we talked about there at the top, as she said. And it's interesting because his son in New York was running for office. So his son did not make it. He did not win in that Republican New York governor's race, didn't get the Republican nod. And it was one of those, Andrew Giuliani, where it was one of those moments that I think he was shocked because of the name Giuliani and because of the Trump backing, especially in the beginning stages of this. But instead, Lee Zeldin, U.S. Rep. Zeldin, won the gubernatorial primary on the Republican side and now faces the governor who stepped in for Andrew Cuomo. So it'll be interesting to see what the voters in New York decide. Coming up next, we go to Las Vegas for a conversation with Stephen Diamond, who's performed magic and illusion for the past 3 decades around the world. Ooh, stay with us.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Consider her warned. U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm has been admonished not to get involved in partisan politics while acting in her official capacity. According to a conservative watchdog group, the Office of Special Counsel said Granholm explicitly endorsed Democratic Party candidates during an October 6th interview in her official capacity with media outlet Marie Claire. During the interview, Granholm remarked that it was, quote, good news, unquote, voters gave Democrats majority control of the House and Senate in 2020. Granholm quickly backpedaled her response. Prominent conservative groups are urging Congress to pass the Heartbeat Protection Act, which would protect the unborn nationwide from abortions after 6 weeks of gestation. In addition, the groups want to end funding streams that support the abortion lobby. This is USA Radio News. Voters headed to the polls in several states on Tuesday.
As we are roughly 2.5 months away from the midterm elections' early voting starting date, voters are heading to the polls in a number of states. They will be deciding primary races up and down the ballot in New York, Illinois, Colorado, Utah, Oklahoma, Nebraska, and South Carolina. In all, there will be 9 Democrat primaries we'll watch closely and 21 GOP contests with equal importance. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A trendy Los Angeles County community has voted to reduce law enforcement funding despite public backlash and escalating crime that spiked 137% earlier in the year. The budget for the next 2 fiscal years will leave West Hollywood with up to 5 fewer LA County Sheriff's deputies on patrol. The council did approve increasing funding for a cultural arts festival. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Imagine this, you're 12 years old and you're already a hit on the corporate convention circuit. You are raking in hundreds of thousands of dollars a year and you're performing and touring in a 2-hour illusion show that includes real lions and tigers. Wow. Our next guest, he's in our virtual green room right now, Stephen Diamond. I mentioned this. He's performed magic and illusion for the past 3 decades, in fact, all over the place. I mean, you name it. Germany, Chile, Argentina, Colombia. Well, you get the story. And he also has a new book called OCD, A Life Among Secrets. And there's so many people that suffer from obsessive compulsive disorder. So, man, he's doing all that. And he's dealing with that. Are you kidding? And I haven't even told you everything yet. This is just the beginning. Stephen, thanks so much for coming on.
Hey, Kay, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here tonight with you and your guests.
So I think a lot of people, too, now recently know you from the story you tell on Netflix in that series Tiger King 2 and what that was like surviving and really a truly wicked, evil mastermind cult leader. Tell us about that, I guess, first.
Well, I'll tell you the very first thing that comes to mind when I hear you say that is that you never know that you're in a cult while you're in it. It's only once you have time and separation and some distance away from it that you're able to break the spell, look back, and realize that indeed you were being heavily manipulated and controlled and that you were, you know, living in a bona fide cult. And that is exactly what happened to me. I spent over a decade of my life touring around the world with, as you called him, an evil mastermind. And that's, I think that's very appropriate. I would go even further than that, actually. He's, out of all the people I've met in my life, he's one of the most evil manipulative and diabolical people that I've ever run across. But I'm talking, of course, about Doc Antle, who was the owner of TIGERS, which is an acronym for the Training Institute of Greatly Endangered and Rare Species. And we started out together back in the 80s. It was my magic show that was bringing in all the funding, the major funding anyway, to support the animals and to build the career. And I saw animals as a platform to help separate me from all the other magicians out there at the time. And we're talking about the early to mid-80s in this time frame. And so there really wasn't anybody out there touring with big animals in their shows at that time, except for Siegfried and Roy here in Las Vegas, which is where I'm at now. And so I saw it as a way to build my career and something that would separate me from everybody else. And he saw it as a way of providing a stream, you know, of revenue that would be significant. And, you know, a partnership was formed.
You know, what's interesting is you move on from that. You get out of that situation, thank goodness, and it just shows you what can happen with life. And because the TIGERS meant so much to you, you wrap that into some pretty big lessons. You talk about what it was like working with exotic lions and TIGERS and Siegfried and Roy. Like you said, people know those names from Las Vegas. But, wow, you had some incredible experiences, and you talk about some of the life lessons that you learned from these incredible, endangered, wonderful beasts. What are some of the lessons that you learned?
That's a great question. And, you know, today I spent a lot of time going from corporation to corporation doing a seminar and also a keynote speech called What the TIGERS Taught Me. And I'll tell you, one of the most valuable lessons that I learned in working with these majestic creatures is the importance of silence, stillness, and breathing. And I'll tell you why. Because TIGERS can only eat if they master all three of those skills. Now think about that. In order to catch the prey, they have to learn to be silent. They need to master the art of being still and listening with their instincts. And then the very final thing is that they must control their breathing, because if they don't, they could alert their prey to where they are, and it could screw up the possibility of catching their next meal. So I learned a lot from these cats. I learned a lot of very valuable lessons. And all you have to, any animal can teach you the things that I've learned from these big animals if only you're open to the experience of communicating with them and allowing them to speak to you in their language.
Wow. I love that. Silence, stillness, breathing. We could all learn something from that. And then there's this other part, which I said at the beginning, this book, OCD, A Life Among Secrets. I think a lot of people have OCD. Some don't know it. Some know it and don't want to show it. But it's really, really tough, isn't it?
It is. It's a horrible way to live. And the sad reality is that obsessive compulsive disorder only gets worse as you grow older. It doesn't get better unless you learn the coping mechanisms and the different skills that you will need to learn how to manage your obsessive compulsive disorder. You know, I tried everything from all the pills that were out there, all the psychotropics and all of those kind of medications. I was on all of them. And over the years, I found that therapy and learning the right skills were really what functioned best in my case, and also in the case of millions of other people out there. The problem is that people don't know that they have obsessive compulsive disorder, and what happens is they end up going through life normalizing their behavior and justifying it in their head to convince themselves that they're okay. And it's a horrible, vicious cycle that you get trapped into, and it's really, really hard to get out of it unless you learn the proper skills. And I've dedicated the last 20 years of my life to teaching people how to do that.
And so for the people listening, they have to get your book, but give us one of the things that people can do, Stephen.
Well, I'm going to tell you, the very first thing that you do not want to do is you don't want to confront someone that has obsessive compulsive disorder in a negative way. That's only going to push them deeper into their disorder, and it's going to put distance between you and that person. And so one of the things I talk about in the book is if you or someone you love is dealing with obsessive compulsive disorder, then what are the top things that you can do to help that person get out of the situation or find the help that they need? And the very first thing is you approach that person with kindness, love, and understanding, and make very clear in your mind that what, even though it may appear to the outside person that the behavior of this person is out of control and it's crazy and it might even look like it's a little bit insane, the truth is that this person is stuck in a vicious cycle that is controlled by their mind. And they often cannot, I was a checker. I used to check things. So, for example, I'd go around and check all the doors and windows at night before I went to bed. By the time I got back into bed, I had to go back and start up again, make sure, just to double check that everything that I had just checked was okay. Now, that's just one form of OCD. My mother had suffered from a form of religious OCD. She had to pray every 5 minutes. She had to pray about something. She was always constantly praying, and it was to an extreme. Now, some people listening might think, well, that's so bad. There's nothing wrong with that. But when it begins, when any behavior begins to rob you of quality of life, that is when it becomes a problem.
Yeah, and I can see that as a, and your two examples with yourself and your mother are interesting ones, very different, but that's, you're right, that's when it becomes a problem. So Netflix is doing a documentary about your life. What's that like? Oop, I think, do we have Steven?
I'm here.
Oh, we have you. What, Netflix is doing a documentary about your life. What's that like?
Well, so many incredible things have happened since Tiger King has come out. And one of the interesting things was that I've been approached by a ton of different reality shows wanting me to appear. And then also I've had a bunch of Hollywood production companies that came after me wanting to either buy the rights to my story or the case of the agreement that we went with, that they're producing a documentary about the incredible journey that I had. I mean, it's been a wild ride, Kate, and you don't realize it when you're living it. You're young and you're naive, and you don't realize that you're living the most incredible existence. But I did over 10,000 live shows.
Wow.
About 100 countries around the world. And that gives you a lot of life experience. It gives you a lot of incredible adventures. And, people think that that's interesting. And so once Tiger King 2, the Doc Antle story, appeared on Netflix, almost within a matter of days, I started getting offers from around the world.
Wow. Totally makes sense. Hey, we're out of time, but where can people find you?
You can go to StephenDiamond.com, and I have a free webinar that just launched this week that will teach you how to stop your panic attacks instantly.
Oh, I love it. Stephen, thanks so much. Appreciate you coming on.
My pleasure, Kate. It's a pleasure. Anytime.
All right. Hang with us, everybody. We are headed for the exits next.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's summertime, and that's the time we really care about our nails even more. We should all year long, frankly, our toes and our nails. So with it here, we need some tips. We need tips on toes, nails, everything, latest accessories. Perfect person to join us to get the scoop on all the must-have trends and how to get them all by yourself at home, especially nail expert and Sally Beauty crew member Julie Russell. Jules, thanks. You're here to the rescue. Tell us about this. Summer is where we really need to take care, right?
Well, thanks for having me. And absolutely, this summer is the perfect time to start experimenting with taking your DIY nail game to the next level. And Sally Beauty is going to be there for you every step of the way. Sally Beauty is a one-stop shop with a huge assortment of professional quality products for the DIY enthusiast. They have an expansive lineup of over 350 shades across dip powder and gel products, plus everything you're going to need to prep and maintain your nails for a beautiful manicure that's going to have your friends asking, where'd you get your nails done? And you get to tell them that you did it yourself. So no matter what look you're going for, Sally Beauty has the products for you with exclusive brands like Nail Boo, Beauty Secrets, ASP, and Finger Paints.
Yeah, when we look at top products, what are some of the big picks for you as we get into this for doing it yourself?
Yeah, so I highly recommend dip powder. It will stay on your nails 4 to 6 weeks. So if you suffer from chipping manicure or your manicure just doesn't last long, or maybe you're in a field where you use your hands a lot, try dip powder. Nail Boo has an amazing dip powder that I really like. And like I said, it stays on 4 to 6 weeks, and they have beautiful colors and some great shades for summer.
Yeah, how about you talk about beautiful colors? When you talk about the kinds of colors, 200 shades of gel polish, you talk about the dip powder technology, 150 shades. Wow, do you have a favorite color?
Oh, You're asking the wrong person. I love all colors, but honestly, my go-to color is a nice pale pink. Nail Boo has one called Nail Flex and Chill. I love that one, especially for an all-year round color.
Yeah. What can we do to keep our... I have trouble all of a sudden sometimes keeping my nails healthy. What can we do to keep our nails healthy?
Yeah, so we actually have a series coming out, DIY University. We have a Nails 101 series coming out this month, and we're going to cover everything you need to know on how to take care of your nails, nail enhancements, pretty much everything. No matter where you are in your DIY journey, we've got you covered with this series, and you can find it on Sally Beauty's YouTube channel. But my personal recommendation for taking care of your nails is to just take care of them. We take care of our skin. We take care of our face with face care. Take some time to take care of your hands and nails, whether that is using a strengthener, applying cuticle oil twice a day. Just take that time to actually take care of your hands and nails.
Oh, I like that cuticle oil. That's also a great tip to throw in there. I got to ask you this personal question. I mean, man, you have so many followers, over 100,000 followers. We look at Instagram and YouTube, TikTok, all that kind of stuff, and you're so fun with the things that you come up with. Did you ever think that this would explode for you the way it has?
Not at all. It was just a hobby. I started off as a painter. I did watercolors. And I found out that you can do this sort of thing with the products like nail pens and paintbrushes. And I started to experiment with my nails as a canvas. And at the time I was going to school, and I remember my friends would just be like, how did you do that? Like, is that a sticker? And I was like, no, I did it with the right tools. And it got to the point where honestly, I was just tired of explaining it. So I started making tutorials so that I could just send it to my friends. And from there, it's turned into a passion that I love, and I'm so excited that I'm able to share it with everyone.
Yeah, no kidding. So smart. Sally's Beauty, Sally crew picking you up was a very smart move because you really are fun, fun, fun to watch. All right, if people want more information, where can they go?
Yeah, so for all things nails, visit sallybeauty.com. And don't forget to check out our DIY University Nails 101 series on Sally Beauty's YouTube channel.
Yeah, I'm headed there right now. I need help. Julie Russell, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we had to give you something on the lighter side, that's for sure, right? So we need it. As I said, we're heading for the exits. A couple of quick things. When can you find a good CPA that you can trust, right? Where can you find them and when can you find them? There's always those questions that people have when they start a small business. And you know how I feel about small businesses that turn into bigger businesses, and that's the backbone of America. So disheartening to hear this story that popped up on my radar. Ernst & Young got slapped with a $100 million fine. You say, $100 million? What did they do? They're pencil pushers. No, here's the deal. The government found out, regulators discovered it, actually, that the company knew some of its auditors were cheating on exams for several years, and they didn't do anything to stop it. That's like the telephone game. Did you know that they cheated on the exam? Oh, yeah, don't tell anyone. Did you know they cheated on the exam? Yeah, no, don't tell anyone. And so a significant number of people knew it. So that's ethics, baby. When do you ever hear about that? The auditors cheated on the ethics portion of the certified public accountant test and other courses that you need to maintain licenses. What was very stunning, the SEC has said, is that they made that submission that they didn't have current issues with cheating when, in fact, the firm had been informed of potential cheating on a CPA ethics exam. So they had nothing like, well, we don't have any rules against cheating. I mean, the $100 million fine, which is why would I bring that up on this valuable airtime here on my show, America Tonight? Why would I do that? $100 million fine is the largest people ever against an auditing firm. Largest ever, right? I mean, to me, that's so shocking. And once they realized that they had screwed up, they tried to hinder the investigation. Right. So, I mean, look, once the SEC is digging around in your lunch, they're going to find something. And and they found something that stuck. It's crazy, I think, just absolutely crazy. You know, 100 million. So now what are they going to do? So now they have to do a mea culpa, because imagine the clients that they have. This is a big, huge firm in the U.S. So they've retained two independent consultants to help remediate, that's a big word, their deficiencies. That's what they're doing. They're reviewing their policies on ethics and trying to figure out what do we do with these disclosed failures. So we have to put that out there. You know, that fine is double the one, because this has happened before. It's double the one KPMG was ordered to pay in 2019 for allegations of cheating. I'm just kind of like, I wish I could get a copy of this exam. How tough is the exam? Like, yeah, go ahead and cheat. If you have to cheat, go for it. Yeah, you know, do it, whatever it takes. And I'll tell you, this to me is just absolutely the craziest thing. This shows you where are we headed as a society. What are people thinking? Did you hear the story of somebody who worked for a Subway restaurant in Atlanta who was shot and killed because a customer got upset about a condiment on the sandwich? The cops were called in to this restaurant near Mercedes-Benz Stadium in downtown Atlanta. And it was just after 6:30, busy time, evening, you know, dinner time. And two employees were shot. One woman died. A crazy situation. So someone comes into the restaurant, orders a sandwich. There was something wrong with the sandwich that made him so upset, he decided, you know what, I'm just going to shoot you. And that's exactly what happened. Wow. So they're investigating this. They arrested a 36-year-old guy. They're not releasing a lot of details yet at this time. But what a sad, sad state of affairs. Wow. You know, you had two people in their 20s that were working in the store. I mean, for goodness sake, how much could they have been earning at Subway? And this happens. Imagine making the calls to those families. Sorry to end on a sour note, but it is a snapshot of what's happening in America. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.